Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos beginning today. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaydeep Majumdar, said, during the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit. Mr. Majumdar informed that this will be the Prime Minister's 10th attendance at the ASEAN-India Summit. He said Prime Minister Modi is travelling to Vientiane at the invitation of Prime Minister of Laos, Sonizye Sefandon. Prime Minister Modi, along with other heads of states of ASEAN countries, will review the progress of the relations between India and ASEAN and also chart the future direction of the relationship. The first phase of Second Army Commanders Conference for the year 2024 will be organized in a hybrid mode at Gangtok in Sikkim from today. The two-day conference will serve as a forum for senior commanders to review current operational preparedness, deliberate on critical strategies, and outline future directives. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will address the senior leadership and will be briefed on the emerging security challenges and the response of the Army in the security domain. The opening ceremony of Malabar 2024 under the aegis of Eastern Naval Command was held on board Indian naval ship Satpura at Vishakhapatnam yesterday. The 28th edition of the multinational maritime exercise that commenced on 8th of October would extend till the 18th of October. Australia, Japan and US naval forces joint host India for the opening ceremony of field training exercise. The lead of this year's exercise is India. National e-governance division has announced the integration of Umang app with DigiLocker to provide citizens seamless access to a wide range of government services. The Electronics and IT Ministry said that this collaboration will allow users to manage multiple services through a single platform. It said Umang app is accessible to all Android users and its services can be accessed through the DigiLocker app. The ministry said DigiLocker is a flagship initiative under the Digital India program to provide secure cloud-based storage. Moreover, the Umang app provides a single platform to access pan-India e-gov services. Renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata passed away last night in Mumbai at the age of 86. He had been undergoing treatment at a private hospital and was in critical condition. The Maharashtra government has announced that Ratan Tata's final rites will be performed with full state honours. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of Ratan Tata. In a social media post, the President said that with the demise of Ratan Tata, India has lost an icon who blended corporate growth with nation building and excellence with ethics. In his condolence message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Tata was a towering figure of the Indian industry, whose contributions towards building a self-reliant Bharat will forever be an inspiration to entrepreneurs in India and beyond. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is deeply pained by Ratan Tata's passing away. Mr. Modi said Tata had passion towards dreaming big and giving back to the society. World Mental Health Day is being observed across the globe today. The day aims to raise awareness about mental health issues and mobilize efforts in support of mental health care worldwide. The theme for this year is Mental Health at Work. The theme emphasizes the importance of taking collective action to ensure that workplaces foster mental health, protect against harm, and support those who need help. In men's cricket, India stormed to a resounding 86-run victory over Bangladesh in the second T20 International, sealing the three-match series 2-0 with a game to spare at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi yesterday. And in ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India registered the biggest ever margin of victory in Women's T20 World Cup history, beating Sri Lanka by 82 runs in the Group A match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai last night. Earlier, Indian team won the toss and opted to bat. Batting first, India put up a score of 172 runs. Chasing a target of 173 runs, Sri Lanka were all out for 90 runs in the 19.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.